To understand the differences in school funding across Illinois, consider this partial list of art classes available at New Trier Township High School in the Chicago suburb of Winnetka. There's ceramics, drawing and painting, glass art, photography, sculpture, video art, even animation. And now here's State Senator Andy Menar telling you what art classes are available downstate in Mulberry Grove near Vandalia.
There could be a child that enrolls in kindergarten in Mulberry Grove, and by the time that child gets to his or her senior year in high school, they will never have taken a single minute of an art course.
Menar, a Democrat from Macoupin County, is the latest in a long line of lawmakers who want school funding overhauled. Another major attempt in 1997 failed. He tells this Mulberry Grove story all the time because it's easy for people to digest. Just try talking about the state's current funding formula, actually three different formulas, plus federal aid, minus 11%. You can see how people would lose interest. Here's the basics. In Illinois, schools are funded mostly with property taxes. That means that districts that encompass lots of prosperous businesses and expensive homes, like New Trier, spend more than $21,000 per student. Districts that have only residential property, farms, and maybe a few small stores get much less. The state has set a magic minimum of about $6,100 per student per year. If a district can't generate that amount, the state is supposed to make up the difference. Even the wealthiest districts, like New Trier, get about $200 per student from the state. In the past 4 years, though, the state has cheated on payments, ponying up only 89% of the pledged amount. The poorer the school district, the worse the pinch. Menar's bill would change this formula, taking some of the money that goes to the prosperous districts, sending it to schools with more kids living in poverty. When he introduced it last session, suburban districts rallied against it. Ron Sandak, a Republican state representative from Downers Grove, sponsored a resolution to stop the bill.
Those towns get very little state aid.
That's Sandak talking about the suburbs in his district.
And so the little money they're going to get cut is patently unfair.
But downstate superintendents who had already cut their budgets weren't swayed.
In general, do wealthy people want to give up their wealth, or do they make it a habit of giving up their wealth? No, that's how they become wealthy. But the reality is, this is beyond the issue of rich versus poor. It's an issue of what's right for children with a Pena zip code and a Taylorville zip code and a Mulberry Grove zip code.
That was David Leck, superintendent of the Pena Community Unit School District. He's a spokesman for the Mid-Illinois Network of District Superintendents, or MINDS. How many schools in these 16 in MINDS have turf fields, swimming pools?
Zero.
That was Greg Furstenau, superintendent of Taylorville School District.
We're predominantly residential and ag or farm ground.
With so little property taxes coming in, Taylorville relies heavily on state aid. When the state failed to pay what it had promised, Taylorville had to close three of its six elementary schools. Menar's plan passed the Senate last session, even though it failed to get support from some downstate Republicans whose schools would have gotten more money. Among those, Senator Kyle McCarter, whose district includes Mulberry Grove. He wanted the bill to tackle unfunded mandates, programs the state imposes on schools without providing additional funding. McCarter came up with the idea of having local school districts pay teacher pensions, which are currently paid by the state, in exchange.
I proposed relief from unfunded mandates in trade for the pension burden coming down to local schools, which I'm the only one that's come up with that.
Menar says McCarter should put that in writing.
Bring your ideas to the table in legislation, not in platitudes, not in press releases, not in campaign gimmicks, but bring your legislation forward in the Senate.
State House veterans who have seen similar efforts fail say school funding reform will pass when pigs fly. But Representative Sandak, who led the opposition last session, says this might be the right time for hogs to sprout wings.
We're at kind of these breaking points, so it seems to me with the Republican governor and a Democratic-dominated legislature, I actually think that's a good potential opportunity for what I call a grand bargain on school reform on a macro level.
Menar plans to file the new version of his bill within the next 2 weeks. I'm Dusty Rhodes.